Hey, what's good, everyone? This is Starkey, reppin' Philly, Scusiasis, Slit Jockey Records, Civil Music, Ninja Tune. I just recently released my third album, Orbits, on Civil Music, and got a new EP dropping on Scusiasis called Intermission on March 25th. I recently created a kit for Native Instruments Battery 4. Figured I'd talk to you a little bit about my history with Native Instruments gear and making the kit. The first Native Instruments software I really got into was Reactor back in about, I want to say it was 2003, 2004, when I was trying to figure out a way of creating interesting glitchy effects and delay effects for a live setting. And there was really no plugins out there that could do the things that Reactor could do or you could build in Reactor. I then got into Kontakt and using it to time stretch samples in a way that a lot of other samplers at the time couldn't really do. Battery was probably the third Native Instruments complete application that I got into. And I really like how Battery is laid out. It's just really easy to get in there and quickly develop an idea. Creating the sounds in this kit, I used lots of different methods. Sampling, layering of samples and adding effects. Actually creating the sounds from scratch using oscillators and synthesizers. One of the sounds I used here, you might recognize from a track on my last album called Command. It kind of sounds like a big boomy 808 sound, 808 kick sound. Kind of like the grime track Pulse X. If you're familiar with my work, you also probably know that I'm really into like sci-fi and outer space and all that kind of stuff. So I wanted to include something of that in here. And I sampled the little bleep sound that occurs when the astronaut either begins or stops talking when communicating with, you know, people on Earth. So I sampled that, and you'll hear that in this sample pack as well. I also have a sample in there that I've used numerous times in place of like a hi-hat or a shaker or something. Just a sample of me going into the microphone going, what? And then pitch it up and reuse that in place of hi-hats and shakers and things like that. Because I think it just gives the song a new texture, and it's not the typical thing that you would hear in that space. I'm a big fan of effects processing, but in a very minimal way. A battery helps you to do that because some of the effects are already built in. But for me, it's really about bare bones EQ and compression, making sure that your EQ is working so that all of your sounds aren't masking each other. They have their own space in the mix. I really hope you guys have a good time with this sample pack, and I hope it sparks some creativity in the studio. I'm Starkey. Thanks. Thank you.